All glory the Assembled Devotees. All glories the Assembled Devotees. Jai Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 2, Text 7. Kamam Dahanti Kirtino Nanu Rosadrishtya Rosham Dahantam Utate Na Dahanti Asayam Soyam Yad Antaram Alam Pravisham Pibeti Kama Katam Nupunar Asya Mana Shrayeta Kamam Dahanti Kritino Nanurosa Drishta. Rosam dahantam utate madahanti asayam. Soyam yaranantaram alam pravisham bibeti. Kamakatam nupunarasya manakshayeta. Kamam dahanti kritino nanurosa drishtya. Rosham dahantam utate nadahantya sayam. Soyam yarantaramatam pravisham bibeti. Kamam katam na punarasya manak shayeta. Kamam dahanti kutino nanurosa drishtya. Rosam dahantam utate nadahantya sayam. Soyam yarantaramalam pravisham bibeti. Kamakatam na punarasya manakshayeta. No, nanu rosa drishtya. Rosam dahantam utate na dahantya sayam. Soyam yarantaram imam. Rasya manakshayeta. Mata diz, tamam dahanti, kamam lust danti chastise katina great stalwarts nanu but rosa drishta by wrathful glance rosham wrath dantam being overwhelmed uta although, te, they, na, cannot, dahanti, subjugate, asayam, intolerable, sa, that, I am, him, yat, because, antaram, within, alam, however, pravishan, entering, bibeti, is afraid of, kama, lust, katam, how, nu, as a matter of fact, puna, again, asya, this, manak, mind, shrayeta, take shelter of. Translation, great stalwarts like Lord Shiva can by their wrathful glances overcome lust and vanquish him, yet they cannot be free from the overwhelming effects of their own wrath. Such wrath can never enter into the heart of him, the Lord, who is above all this. So how can lust take shelter in his mind? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Lord Shiva was engaged in severely austere meditation, Cupid, the demigod of lust, threw his arrow of sex desire. Lord Shiva, thus being angry at him, glanced at Cupid in great wrath, and at once the body of Cupid was annihilated. Although Lord Shiva was so powerful, he was unable to get free from the effects of such wrath. But in the behavior of Lord Vishnu, there is no incident of such wrath at any time. On the contrary, Bhrigu Muni tested the tolerance of the Lord by purposely kicking his chest. But instead of being angry at Bhrigu Muni, the Lord begged his pardon, saying that Bhrigu Muni's leg might have been badly hurt because his chest is too hard. The Lord has the sign of the foot of Bhrigu Pada as the mark of tolerance. The Lord, therefore, is never affected by any kind of wrath. So how can there be any place for lust, which is less strong than wrath? When lust or desire is not fulfilled, there's the appearance of wrath. But in the absence of wrath, how can there be any place for lust? The Lord is known as Uptakama, or one who can fulfill his desires by himself. He does not require anyone's help to satisfy his desires. The Lord is unlimited, and therefore his desires are also unlimited. All living entities but the Lord are limited in every respect. How then can the limited satisfy the desires of the unlimited? The conclusion is that the absolute personality of Godhead has neither lust nor anger. And even if there is sometimes a show of lust and anger by the absolute, it should be considered an absolute benediction. Kamam dahanti kritino nanun rasa drishya rosam dahantam utate na dahanti asayam so yam yarantaram alam pravisham bibeti kamakatam nupunarasya manak shrayeta. Great stalwarts like Lord Shiva can, by their wrathful glances, overcome lust and vanquish him, yet they cannot be free from the overwhelming effects of their own wrath. Such wrath can never enter into the heart of him, the Lord, who is above all this. So how can lust take shelter in his mind? Om Jnana Tamirandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So the sages, they wanted to know, who is the supreme personality? Who is the personality of Godhead? They sent Bhrigu Muni to test his father Brahma, his brother Lord Shiva, and Vishnu. When he went to Brahma, who is his father, he didn't offer proper respects. He made a mental offense. There are different types of offense. There's a mental offense. There's a verbal offense. And there's physical offense. Of course, the most severe is a physical offense. And in this Kali Yuga, we're not really responsible for our mental offenses. However, as the devotee of Lord Krishna, one has to be careful to guard against mental offenses. So, Bhrigu Muni went to his father, Lord Brahma, and when he never offered proper respects, Brahma became extremely angry, full of wrath. So next he went to his brother, Lord Shiva, who was with Parvati. And to Lord Shiva, he started making all kinds of verbal assaults and accusations. And Lord Shiva became extremely angry and was ready to rebuke him. But Parvati stopped him. He stopped because of Parvati. So they realized that this Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they have wrath. Even though they may not have lust, they have wrath. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. The six enemies of the soul are described in the Vedic literature. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya. Kama, lust, Krodha, anger, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, greed, Moha, illusion, Mada, madness, and Matsarya, envy of other living entities. And Bhagavatam tells us, Nunam Pramata Krute Vikarma, that people are mad after sense gratification. They'll do anything. So, Brahma, Shiva, they exhibited wrath. So next, Bhrigu Muni went to Lord Vishnu and he kicked him in the chest. And the response of Lord Vishnu was to apologize to Bhrigu Muni that my chest is so hard. Have you hurt your leg? Is your leg all right? Can I do anything to make your leg better? Because I've caused this great difficulty in you. So the sages realized, Bhrigu Muni realized, this is the Supreme Personality. This is the personality of Godhead. Vishnu Krishna. Because he is beyond Kam, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya. In this material world, we are all plagued by these six enemies of the soul. And everyone within the material creation is affected. No matter what body we have. Yesterday we heard that for man the woman is Maya. That also means for woman the man is Maya. In the material sense. But our Srila Prabhupada, because he saw that men and women mix freely in Western culture, Srila Prabhupada came 1965, 66. Men and women mixing so freely. He started in San Francisco. He called Mother Jadarani and had her come to San Francisco to start the Brahmacharini Ashram. That was under Prabhupada's request. That just like the men are brahmacharis, the women are brahma-trained as brahmacharinis. Prabhupada saw no difference. The women were sent out to preach. The men were sent out to preach. Prabhupada didn't make a distinction. So much so when Mother Jagadatri asked Srila Prabhupada, You said that we should be very humble and meek women. But we're going out in on Sankirtan book distribution. And we're stopping people and we're being very rough. And Prabhupada's answer was that you should be a lion on the chase and a lamb at home. This was in Chicago O'Hare Airport. I think it was 1975. When Prabhupada came to Chicago. Be a lion on the chase and a lamb at home. So Prabhupada didn't discriminate. Sometimes people think, oh, well, Prabhupada gave the opportunity to men but not to women. No. Anyone can become pure devotee. Anyone can become self-realized soul because in Kali Yuga, Kalo Sudra Sambhava, in this Kali Yuga it is described that we're all less than Sudra. Not that one should be thinking, I'm a man, I'm very close to self-realization, I'm very advanced, I'm superior. Kalo Sudra Sambhava. In Kali Yuga, we're less than Sudras. Everyone. No difference. Of course, from the bodily concept, man is different, women is different. But in the spiritual conception, there is no difference. Man can become self-realized. Woman can become self-realized. Man can teach one how to be Krishna conscious, and woman can teach one how to become Krishna conscious. No problem. But the opposite sex is disturbance for both man and woman. Nowadays, the same sex is a disturbance for man and woman. Things are so confused. Everyone is attracted to everyone. As Kali Yuga is progressing. Therefore, one has to get rid of this kam, krodh, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. Kama esha, krodha esha, rajaguna samudbhava, mahashano mahapatma vidyinam iyavairinam. Lust and anger, they're causing so many disturbances in our life. But the Shastra tells us that no matter a kama, sarva kamova, moksha kama, udaridi, tivrena bhakti yogena, yajeta purushamparam. One may be a kama, free from desire. Sarvakama, full of desire. Mokshakama, desiring liberation. Akama sarvakama va mokshakama udaridi tivrena bhakti yogena. No matter what position one is in, once you take to the process of bhakti yoga, and what is that real process? Nectar of Devotion teaches us. Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion, just like a boy is attracted to a girl, or a girl is attracted to a boy, one should be attracted to Lord Krishna. One should be affectionate and have this desire to please his spiritual master. Just like I remember one time in New York, one sannyasi asked in a class, big class, who among you loves Srila Prabhupada? And everybody was hesitant. Who loves Srila Prabhupada? Nobody really raised their hand. He said, you may not love Srila Prabhupada, but I love Srila Prabhupada. And I thought about that. It was a great message. Because our advancement is not dependent on our ashram, on our bodily situation, is not dependent on our, even our seva. Our advancement is dependent on our bhava grahi janardana, on our affection to the spiritual master, on our love and devotion, how much we've developed great affection for hearing about Srila Prabhupada and hearing the Vedic literatures from our spiritual master, and how much we're practically infatuated with Srila Prabhupada. Just like a boy is infatuated, young boy is infatuated with a young girl, or a young girl is infatuated with a young boy, the devotee is infatuated with his spiritual master, with her spiritual master. And that love, that infatuation, that desire, bhava grahi janardana, that is the key to our advancement in spiritual life. Because we'll be tested in so many ways. No matter what our bodily situation, male or female, Indian or American, South American, whatever the body, it doesn't matter. We will be tested. Our bhava grahi janardana will be tested. How much do we really love Krishna? How much are we attached to this material body? And as those tests come, we may not pass every test. Krishna is putting forth so many tests. Maya is putting forth, under Krishna's direction, so many tests. We may fail some tests, but we're given opportunity as devotees again and again to pass the test, to be attached to the spiritual nature and not be attached to the bodily concept. As long as we're attached to the bodily concept, there will be kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, and matsarya. Lust, anger, and greed. These things don't go away artificially. Just like the story of that old man. The king came with the young princess to the old man dying, and he immediately looked from his deathbed at the young princess, was staring at the young princess. That's there. Desire is there even within the mind. The body can no longer function. Old man, 70, 80, 90 years old. Actually 65, 63. The body doesn't function as a young boy or a young girl. But that lust, anger, and greed are within the heart, are within the core of the mind. And one is still attached in the mind, thinking I'll enjoy. Can't enjoy physically. No longer possible physically. But one's thinking on the subtle level that still I'll enjoy some sense gratification with the, for the most part, opposite sex, as we heard yesterday so nicely explained. So therefore, this devotional service is a great opportunity to develop a real affection. Everyone has affection. You can't just get rid of affection. But we get affection for our spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Vaishnavas, and that affection replaces the material affection, which is an infection. The, what is that? Home, land, sons, what's that verse? Mituni bhava metam. Tayor mituride grantamahu. Ato griakshetra. Sitapte vitaya janasi mahoyam. Ahamameti. One is thinking, I'm my body. Ahamameti. And accepts. Ato griha chetra. Land. Sons. Wife, money, atogri akshetra sitapta vitaya, and increases life's illusion by thinking of I and mine. So this is, there is a solution, and there is a cure, no matter what body we have. Maybe a strong body, maybe a weak body. Maybe a young body, maybe an old body. No matter what body, anybody can engage in devotional service and gradually give up this concept of I and mine and give up the kama krodha lobha moha mada and matsarya. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.